Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. April 18th. I had spent a lot of time yearning for things I wasn't getting from the alcoholic in my life. As a part of my Al-Anon recovery, I was encouraged to put those needs on paper. Courtesy, respect, attention, affection, communication, my list of the areas in which I felt my loved one had let me down went on and on. My sponsor applauded my honesty and then suggested that I could bring all the things on my list into my life. The catch: I had to give what I wanted to receive and become what I wanted to attract. Did I present a shining example of courtesy and all the rest? If not, I had a wonderful list of goals already on paper. I have often heard that we get back what we give, and now I know that it's true. As I grew kinder and more loving, other people responded to the change. I also felt much better about myself. Today, I can honestly say that all the qualities on my list exist in my life, at least some of the time. I hadn't expected these results, or any others for that matter. I was too busy focusing on myself. I think that's why it worked. Today's reminder. Today, I can take an active role in fulfilling my needs. I can choose to become someone I would want to have in my life. Many of us find that as we practice treating others fairly, with love and respect, we ourselves become magnets for love and respect. In All Our Affairs, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023, copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.